Parshas Maaseh begins, obviously the fourth Aliyah, Kshein Mechubarin. Eile Maaseh v'nei Yisrael asher yatsu meretz Yitzrayim l'tzivo sam b'yad Moshe v'yaron v'yichtov Moshe s'motzaihem l'maseihem al pi Adonai v'eile maseihem l'motzaihem. So Rashi quotes two deos, so we'll deal with the first one first. Rashi says that this is Chasad of Shalmakom. There are 42 different Maseos, but really 14 were in the first year, and then when Aaron died, and Aaron is featured here in the story, right, of all of the events, maybe we'll deal with it later in the parasha that are discussed, the death of Aaron and the only Yortzeit which is recorded in the Torah, which is happens to be Rosh Chodesh Av, which is of course this coming Shabbos, is recorded in the Torah. So eight of the Masos are when they retreated from Hor HaHar, the Moseros, Shmona Masos, so really that's 22, so there are only 20. So the entire Jewish people, you know, the entire journey of the Jewish people in the desert over the course of those 39 years or so. So Hashem only made them travel on average about once every 2 years. It's a chasad of Shalmakom. The Rambam, in the Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban cites this, and the Ramban likes it very much. You'll see why in a second, that the Rambam says that the reason it's being written down is, it's, again, a different form of chasad of Shalmakom, is that people aren't going to believe the story after a while, that the Jewish people could survive 40 years in the desert. It seems as a davar mufrach v'hazui, right? A very far-fetched and, fantastic story. The Jewish people survived in the desert all these years. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, write down all the places that kachaya. So the Ramban likes this, not surprisingly, because it's the Ramban the Shitaso in terms of why we have a whole holiday of Sukkot. There should be enough to have a holiday of Pesach, to celebrate Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's this? Leman Yedu Derosechem Kivasukos Oshavti Es Bnei Yisrael. So the Rabban, like all the other Rishonim, has to deal with the problem and the challenge of why we're not celebrating in the Chodesh Nisan. So he says, this is really Al Hanes HaKayim, that's his language there, that we have a holiday to celebrate the events of the Exodus per se, which obviously were quite remarkable, and Makas Bechorus, which is also referenced here in the first Aliyah of Maaseh, Umitzrayim Mikabrim. And then we have to have a holiday that celebrates the Nes HaKayim, the fact that the Jewish people were able to survive 40 years in the desert. That's why we do it betchilas zman hachoref, the zman hageshem, because it's all the more remarkable that we could survive in the desert bechasadav shalmakom. Okay, so the Ramban likes that very much, the Rambam's approach here. It's really the Shitaso, the Ramban, the Shitaso in terms of leman yedu derosechem kivasuko soshavti es b'nei Yisrael b'yotzios ha-meretz Yisrael, that we could survive in the desert. It was no less, Pesach, sort of the Nes HaMavrik, the outstanding miracle, where everything, the world was turned on its head. And then we have the Nes HaKayim, something that is no less impressive, in a certain sense more impressive, like the Luchos HaShnios, right? A little bit more tzanua, not that there's anything unremarkable about the man, and the Naikavod and the Be'er, but the fact is that we could have survived for so long in the desert, so you become habituated to it. So that's the Rambam's understanding of why these are written down. People aren't going to believe it after a certain amount of time. And then the Ramban says, but you know what the truth is? We don't know exactly what the reason is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to write it down. And he says, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Vayichtov Moshe Motzeihem L'maseihem Al Pi Hashem. It's not just L'maseihem Al Pi Hashem that they traveled, Al Pi Hashem Yisuv Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, but Vayichtov Moshe Al Pi Hashem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to write it down. So here, I'd like to take the Ramban's Hayara, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Vayichtov Moshe Motzeihem L'maseihem Al Pi Hashem, that is Xeras HaKasev, that all these things be written down. And now to integrate that with Rashi's second approach, is the beautiful Medrash Tanchuma that Rashi cites. Mashal Amalach Shaya Ben Ocholeb Alichol Makom Rachok Duraposo Kevayin Shiyu Chozrim. Right, the child doesn't remember any of it because the child was maybe not even conscious at the time. Hischal Avi Mona Kol Masal Samerlo Kan Yishananu Kan Hukarnu Kan Chashash Des Rishacha. And he retells him the whole story. Right, that the child wasn't well and the child's not going to remember it. So we should remember all of the Maaseh B'nai Yisrael. So what I'd like to suggest is the Ramban already instinctively, Kedarko Bakodesh, realized that this is a Gzeres HaKasav, Yichtov Moshe Es Maaseihem, the Motzaihem Al Pi Hashem. Hashem wanted us to write it down. And that Medrash Tanchuma really gets at it, that we should appreciate Chasadav Shalmakom in a third sense, not just that he only made us travel once every 2 years approximately, not just that he sustained us all the years in the Midbar, people aren't going to believe the story, but that the intimacy, that it's a story of a father and a son, and the travails of them traveling together with the son is too young to appreciate. And so the father tells the Shliach Neman, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to write it down because you have to know your history. You have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has traveled with us, Bechol Tzarasam Lo Tzara, Imo Anochi V'Tzara. And I would extend this Medrash Tanchuma, especially during the Bein HaMitzarim period, that this is a story of Jewish history. It's a story of a father and a son, that he traveled with us all the way, whether it was the Eidot HaMizrach and all of the things that they experienced in North Africa and the Near East, or whether it was our community, the community of the European Jews, and everything that we experienced that we'll be talking about in the keynotes, and Gzeros Tach V'Tat, and the pogroms in White Russia that led to Jews coming to this country, and the beginning of the Aliyah and to the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and then, of course, most recently the Shoah, that there's a value, Al Pi Hashem, to knowing the Maaseh V'nei Yisrael, the Membeis Masos in the Midbar, but also, you know, as the Torah later explains, Zechor Yimos Olam Binu Shnos Dor Vador, Shalavicha V'yageidcha Zekenecha V'yom Rulach, V'anchel Yon Goyim V'afridov B'nei Adam, V'yatzev Gulo Samim, L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael, Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachleso, that he was always with us. And to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence on the journey is something which is very important. To write down and to know it and to study history in that fashion is, I think, an extremely important aspect of our Avodas Hashem, and to understand, you know, how we fit into that rubric. Lo b'chinam, we're living in this Dor Hashem, you know, as Korei HaDoros Merosh, Dor Dor V'Darshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the tafkid of each generation, each person within that generation. And so to have a sense of Jewish history, to have a sense of what's going on around us and our role in Jewish history is a very important idea. Eila Maaseh V'nei Yisrael, and Moshe wrote it down as the Ramban is so sensitive to Al Pi Hashem, to know our history. And that meant, in that specific case, the Membeis Masos, but I'm arguing it's really more of a Din Klali. And this was an Av Tipus, and we can make a Binyan Av from it. So that we should appreciate the Maaseh B'nei Yisrael and to be able to discern therein Chasad of Shel Makom, Hein Le'inyan Chaf Masos from 39 years, Hein Le'inyan the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim and the Neis HaKayim of the Ramban, of being able to survive in places that nobody thinks anybody could survive, but also Le'inyan, the intimacy, the Medrash Tanchuma, Avu B'no, and maybe we're not aware of it in real time, but in retrospect we could become aware of Chasad of Shel Makom, that he's been with us from the moment of the Vayisuvenei Swami Ramsey Sukosa, and not just till they came to the Arvos Moav, but Ad Hayom Hazeh.